If you are a resident of Echo Pass, you can actually get a permit to drive on Johnson Pass Road, a 1.5 mile bypass of Highway 50's bridge. The permits will be issued by Caltrans Maintenance Yards in Myers. So, if that's something that you want to do, contact Caltrans there in Myers and get your permit. You're going to have that permit. Just so you know. Something else you should know. It's so funny watching shows like House Hunters and, you know, people want... Well, my favorite is Property Brothers. Because they show you what your house can be when you're looking for something else. And Love It or List It. That's another great one. Is it, if we have a great house, a great home, why go get another one? Why go get a new one? Why refurbish yours just to sell it? I mean, unless you legitimately need something bigger or you're downsizing. You know, say you were planning on two kids and then, oh, we got twins. We got four now. You know, sometimes you need something a little bit bigger. Remodel. I have one home I've put an extension on before. You know how they say if you can get through building a house or remodeling a house, your marriage is strong? Our marriage is built to last because, boy, that was a headache. But I know it's tough right now because we do have so much building going on that good contractors are hard to find, especially for the remodeling projects. They all want to be on the big jobs because they're making big money. Because you have contractors, you have the general contractor, you have subcontractors. It's, you know, ugh, it's a headache. You should always have a project manager. Always have somebody looking over it and making sure the permits are there. And too many people have just done stuff without permits, and it's like, ugh, yeah, good luck selling that later on down the line. So there are some bad contractors out there, though. And so if you come across a bad contractor, always make sure that you contact the state contractors board and make your complaints. You know, what happened? Because that license that you see on their vehicles is there for a reason. That means that they're trusted, they know what they're doing. Never, ever, ever hire a contractor that does not have a Nevada license. Some trucks you see driving around have Nevada and California, which is really good because, well, there's some really good contractors, like say up at Lake Tahoe. And you want to use them here, and it's like, well, we can't. I don't have a Nevada license. I have a California. Make sure they are licensed. Make sure they are bonded. Just, it's so important. It's for important for you, too, as a property owner. But keep up on what's going on, because you know what? Sometimes those licenses get pulled, and they don't necessarily take it off of their trucks. So just letting you know that two different companies that operate out of our area, they've had their licenses pulled for disciplinary actions. Tons of complaints. Failure to complete a construction project for the price stated. You know, you always have those overruns. Disregard for state building laws. Diversion of money or property. I mean, these things are all put in place to protect you. So important. You go in and you love watching these shows. Oh, well, this code was violated and this code, well, you got to fix this. And ugh. Or you get in there and you paid for something and they use substandard, you know, products. So the first one is Grizzly Construction. Their Nevada license has been pulled. Not only that, but they got fined too. And Quick Systems, Inc. Failure to pay for materials or services. You know, that's how you get liens put on your property, because that lumber or that granite or, you know, all this stuff that you paid for them to go get for your project, they didn't pay for. So who's that company going to come after? It's important. You have to watch out for yourself. Quick Systems, Inc. and Grizzly Construction. Those two licenses have been pulled. So if you're going to have remodeling work done or any type of work on your properties or projects, remember those two. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Christy Scott this morning. Hi, Christy. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. This is actually as a resident here, but also as a business owner. So, perfect. Thank you. So, unlicensed contractors. I have been ripped apart on social media the last several months over asking simple questions when people go onto the community pages. Are you licensed? Are you insured? Are you bonded? The amount of information that my attacker got just from watching me outside my home at 18 years old was mind-boggling. Now I'm supposed to let somebody that's unlicensed, uninsured, and not bonded into my yard or into my home to work where they can get even more information. The fact that I may have some guns, even though I think I've lost most of them in Pyramid. I may have guns, I may have jewelry, the different things that we own. People can look inside your windows, but I have gotten jammed up so badly on social media as the bad guy because I ask for a license. Oh, it's just my husband and I doing such and such. I don't care. At the very least, you need a Nevada business license to operate, a state license. Then you need a license in every county that you're in. And if you're doing stuff that requires a contractor's license, that's what you need to do. As a small business, I'm licensed 8 ways from Sunday. I don't do anything I'm not licensed for. I'm insured and I'm bonded. I wonder how these people would like it if, as a gun store, I let my insurance lapse, or I let my business license lapse, or I let my FFL lapse. They'd have a fit, but I don't understand why local people here in Carson City are so angry about me just asking that question. I have yard work I need done. I just hired somebody to clean the store. I have all sorts of things I need done around my home because we aren't home a lot. And I'm the bad guy because I expect them to be licensed. I don't understand that.
No, you're not. You're the good guy, because this is how we also keep the door closed on illegal immigrants, because it is up to those business owners to make sure that they are not hiring people who are in this country illegally. I'll tell you a quick story on my side. I had an addition put on my home. And so, you know, contractors, what do? They use subcontractors. What do subcontractors do? They go down to Galletti Way and their Home Depot and they just grab a few people for help. They don't care if they speak English or not. They just want them for the backbreaking work. Well, here I am sitting in my living room, you know, waiting for, you know, the construction guys to finish up. And I just walked out into my garage because we, you know, we're those horrible people. We have that second refrigerator. So I was going out and getting some drinks to bring in into the house. Here are the subcontractors' helpers running out of my garage man door, stealing stuff, jumping into a van and taking off. Now, granted, it was some stuff that I had stored, you know, cans of tuna and, you know, items that you just keep in like dry pantries. And it just, I was so upset. And yeah. I mean, the contractor didn't even charge me like for a day's work or something. It's mind boggling. So even though you check the licenses, even though you check that they're insured and bonded, you also have to ask those questions. Who are your workers? Are you hiring illegals, especially when it comes to the construction trade, when it comes to the landscaping trade, when it comes to the cleaning trades? Mm-hmm. It's just mind-boggling.
To me, if you care enough about your business and you think that you are the right person to do that job, why wouldn't you care enough to get licensed?
Exactly.
So thank you for letting me vent a little. I'm just tired of the bullies in our local area that think that I'm doing something wrong by asking.
You're not. You're doing it the right way. All business owners should be asking, and, you know, even if you need part-time help or something, stop. The government needs to start holding businesses accountable who are hiring illegals. Oh, they're just trying to, you know, feed their families and get work. Well, you know what? Guess what? Everybody is. Good jobs are hard to come by right now. So let's make sure that American citizens are getting those jobs. Let's hold the businesses accountable. Always check those licenses. Always check that information. And, you know, whether you like it or not, get off the couch and watch the people working around your property, whether it be your business or your home. KKFT, what do you want to talk about today? I love this. Just getting off on tangents on different things. In Yerington and Smith Valley, Hawthorne, 92.3. And, of course, for all of Northern Nevada, it's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and the Monica J Show. I don't know if I can do this right now. It just, I'm actually getting kind of a lockjaw from. That's okay. No, you're fine. You just sit right there. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and loving it. Brand new to the family, 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. Also, if you want to shoot me an email, 99.1 FM Talk. All you got to do is put that Monica in front of it. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And I have some ladies in here with me right now that I'm thoroughly embarrassed, and I don't get embarrassed. I mean, I curse like a trucker, but these guys are cracking me up. So I think we're going to be here for a long time. Joining me right now is Kimberly Wilcox. I don't think we're going to let... I don't think we're going to let you on the air, Brenda. You sit over there in the corner. You are causing so much trouble. So, Kimberly Wilcox, you are one of the founders of Chambered for Charity.
I am. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you for being in here. So, what was the idea behind starting Chambered for Charity?
Well, this kind of emanated from a desire to get sports shooting out in front of the public in our area, but primarily out in front of women. We want to encourage women to...
Women don't shoot
guns? Oh, but we do.
Oh.
Oh, but we do. So we thought that a nonprofit would be a good way to reach female shooting audience. And so we started Chambered for Charity. And
I love the name.
Thank you.
That is so cool, whoever came up with that.
Thanks.
Yeah, me, I did. Thank you. Good job, Kimberly.
Thank you. So we've got this event tomorrow.
Let me go back to Chambered for Charity first.
Please.
Okay, so what is the goal of Chambered for Charity then?
So our mission is to enhance the lives of others through charitable donations and promoting the safe, responsible use of firearms.
Okay.
So basically, we just really want to give back to our community.
The charities will change every year?
The charities are going to change, not just every year, but actually with every event.
Oh, okay.
So, so right now we're doing Little Pink Houses of Hope. We're going to try to touch on every type of group in need, you know, as we move through our events and do as much good as we can.
How are you choosing those those charities? I mean, can people apply to you, or
they can certainly contact us and you know, go to chamberforcharity.com and you can contact us through the website. And you know, if somebody wants to have us throw a fundraiser for them, absolutely they can contact us. We'd love that.
Okay. Let's get to the biggie.
Okay.
Aim to Cure.
Aim to Cure. Yes.
Did you come up with that name
no,
too?
No,
oh, okay.
I didn't do that one. I didn't do that one.
So
I can't take credit.
You make a lot of noise. So you realize this is radio, right?
Yeah.
So just saying. You're so active. And you know, I'm sorry, it's hot in here. So let's talk about the event tomorrow.
Okay.
This is gonna be so much fun, and I say that because oh my gosh, you guys are crazy. And so I think that's where the fun is not gonna be from me being there doing my show or doing a live broadcast from 10 to noon. The fun is you guys.
You're all this crazy.
So full of energy and crazy and, you know, but a good kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Not that red flag thing.
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah, no,
just,
no,
you gotta watch
not.
It.
Certainly not. Yeah.
So this is a sporting clay shoot and you've got pink clays.
We do. We have hot pink clays. They are awesome.
So now there's the question. So if you do something else in the future, are you going to change up the color of the clays too?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're changing up everything depending on what we're supporting at the moment. Yeah.
This is very cool. So are you going to have more than one event a year? I mean, you
yeah,
said events.
Yeah, they aren't all going to be this ambitious. I mean, this, you know, a clay shoot, it took a lot of work to get this going. So we're going to have some less involved type fundraisers, maybe like some clothing drives and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But at least one big event every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with sporting clays is, how to say this? I like repetition. So I see that trap shoot. It's like, okay, I didn't hit it there.
Right.
But you guys are getting into it with the sporting clays. They're coming from all different directions.
All directions. They can be on the ground, in the air, from the left, from the right.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, if I participate, I want all mine on the ground. It just, bam, okay, got that one.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, they're rolling across the ground. They're
oh,
not
rolling
just
across.
On
oh,
the ground.
Darn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they're supposed to imitate a rabbit or something. You know?
Okay. Darn it.
Yeah.
All right. It happens tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you still have slots available for people?
We have slots available, but they are filling up fast.
Okay.
So anyone that wants to sign up should go to chamberedforcharity.com and click on the sign up button and get registered. We will have spots available. If we have any left, you'll be able to register at the event.
Okay.
But we're not recommending walk-ins because, you know, we're just not sure if we'll have any space.
Right, because I heard there's a cap.
A cap at 100.
Okay.
We're getting close. So.
And will you match people with skill when you put, say, a random team together? Or
yeah, if we're putting teams together, what we're going to try to do is get they'll be matched together according to skill. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have the novices together with someone to kind of assist them, you know, if they're –
okay.
If they need help.
Because since I've never shot a shotgun before, I'd like to be with the best of the best.
Right.
So I, you know.
We actually have we have some of the best of the best that are going to be moving from station to station to help the less experienced shooters.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be on their team so I could win some.
Right? I know the ringer teams, right?
Well, and I love the fact that the donuts are going to be provided by Doughboys.
Oh, yes. Yes, Doughboys Donuts, they're going to
Jay
be great.
Kenny and the team, they are just absolutely awesome.
They are awesome.
Now, I know what this means, and Brenda is doing this to you. So is there a
yes,
chance that people can call instead of going online?
Absolutely. You can call us at 775-828-0555. Ask for Kim or Heather, and we will get you signed up. Absolutely.
Perfect. Because sometimes people, you know, I can't get to my computer, or they're out and they don't have, you know,
right,
computer
right.
service, but they might have cell service.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Call us if you can't get online.
So say that number one more time. Just
it's 775-828-0555.
All right. Individual shooters.
Yes.
You don't have a team. You can just come out and...
Come out and we'll hook you up with some great people. Yes.
$125.
$125.
What does that get me?
That gets you 2 tickets in our raffle, and we are raffling off some amazing stuff.
Like?
Yeah, we have concealed carry bags. We have spa packages.
You had some Cerakoted items that...
Yes, those are not raffle items, though. Those are auction items. So we're doing a silent auction as well.
And nice.
We have some custom Cerakoted guns that we designed just for this event, and they're beautiful. So you can see all that stuff on our Facebook page also. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And, you know, if you don't want to shoot, you can come down, have lunch with us, participate in the auction and the raffle. You know, nobody has to shoot if they don't want to. So everyone's welcome. Bring
so
the kids.
I interrupted you. Let's go back to the $125 or the $550. Nice little break there.
Yeah, little break.
$550 for a team of five.
Yes.
So with that entry fee in, what else do you get besides the two raffle tickets?
So you get a great lunch of tri-tip and ranch-style beans and coleslaw.
Mm.
Life Fair Catering is doing that for us. And let me see, what else do we get? We get raffle tickets. Shooting. Oh, beverages for free. Water all day. Stuff like that. Oh, ammo. Free ammo.
And the targets, too. You guys
and the targets are free. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Very
yep.
cool.
Yeah.
Deadline today.
Deadline today. There really is no deadline today. We're going to.
Okay.
I mean, we'll call it when we have 100 shooters.
Okay.
We're getting close, but there's no deadline. You can sign up anytime. And if, you know, they can always give us a call too, or call the range tomorrow if they want to see if we're full before they come down.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
For those who don't know, mm-hmm. because if you've got people coming from Fernley or Fallon or down, you know, in the Dayton area, where is the Carson City Gun Club?
Capital City Gun Club.
Oh, Capital City.
Yeah.
Sorry about
That's
that.
That's okay.
Capital City Gun Club.
They are at 3590 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City.
Arrowhead. Okay.
Yes. Yes, 9 a.m. Nice. Registration. Shoot starts at 10.
How long does an event like that? I am unfamiliar with sporting clays. How long does this event last?
We are expecting to be done by 12. We expect to be done by 12:30.
Okay,
I think ish, and that's when we'll be spent doing lunch and the raffle and stuff. So
now, what about prizes? Do people win anything for?
We have some trophies to give out for the best and the worst shooters.
Oh, good! I will win something. Brenda and I are going to be fighting over it, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm worse.
Yeah, so, yeah, we do. We do have some prizes for the shooters as well. So
what attracted you to Little Pink Houses?
This is an amazing cause. These people send cancer patients and their families, and it doesn't matter how big their family is, they could bring the whole family, on these really just great camping trips. More of retreats. When I say camping, I don't mean like, you know, roughing it camping. I mean, yeah more retreats. Just great places.
Going through cancer is bad enough. Yeah. You don't want to be trapped in the middle of the bush.
Go catch us some fish. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that. But actually on the 21st, they'll just be wrapping one up in Tahoe. So yeah, it's an amazing cause. And we're really happy to be able to contribute.
That is fantastic. Okay, so if you want to participate, it's tomorrow. It is $125 for the individual. Or if you've already got a team of five, it's just $550. Please go to chamberedforcharity.com. Get signed up. Awesome sponsors. We are going to have a fantastic time. And I know Kimberly has just one more thing to add to this conversation and make it perfect.
I just wanted people to know that if they don't have a shotgun, come down anyway, because we've got loaners, great pointer shotguns right from our company. So
nice.
Yeah.
And what company is that?
That would be Legacy Sports International and Reno Cerakote.
Got to get those mentions
Absolutely.
Out there. Oh, this is going to be awesome. So are you going to be so busy tomorrow that you're not going to be able to talk to me while I'm doing my remote?
I will
or?
Make time to talk
will
to
you. Will
you
make time
Absolutely.
For me? Okay.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll get her on too
right?
at some point.
Yeah. We got to edit what she's going to say first, though.
That's true. Yeah. If she talks like she takes pictures, then we're going to have an issue. So, Kimberly Wilcox, thank you to you and Heather for coming together and saying, you know what, we need to do something for the community and putting together Chambered for Charity and this being your first annual event or you know, I wish you all the best. And I know we'll be talking for a long time to come about what you guys are doing for the area and the community. Kimberly Wilcox and ChamberedForCharity.com. Get signed up for Aim to Cure Sporting Clay Shoot. It happens tomorrow, 9 a.m. registration, and the shoot starts at 10. And we are just going to have a whole lot of fun and be laughing a lot. I can tell already. It's the Monica J. Show on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back after this on the Monica J. Show. KKFT 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show. And speaking of the original social media, you got to keep up with social media. There's so many ways that you can connect, whether it be with Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. You know, a lot of people complain about, oh, they censor and blah, blah. You know what? Let them do what they're going to do. You just fight harder. Go out, start a new page, whatever you need to do. Get your friends. Be careful not to get hacked. But share something. Share a photo of just having a great weekend here in Northern Nevada. Go on to all the different rants and raves. And remember to rave every once in a while. There's WCSD, Washoe County School District, Rants and Raves. That's a page you can go and group that you can sign into. Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. Douglas County Rants and Raves. Just for every rant you do, though, make sure you put a rave out there. Because we're not the party, we're not the people, we're not the state of negativity. We need to prove to everybody that, what they used to say, there's always a silver lining, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just have a great weekend. Join me back here Monday. Lots of meetings going on Monday. Hopefully you can participate in. Big vote for the Reno City Council. Whatever you do, just be safe. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. And make sure you come out and join me at Capital City Gun Club. Love to see you out there. We are going to have a great time for Aim to Cure, the first annual Chambered for Charity Aim to Cure event, and we're just going to have fun, do some shooting, have some food, win some stuff. Wherever you're going to go shooting, just be safe.